Hey guys, this is Brandon.
And this is Steven.
And this is a special podcast we have today because Thursday was our...
That was yesterday. Oh yeah, but...
If we're posting this.
We'll post this today.
Alright. So yesterday was the official day for our first birthday.
This is episode 9 of New Game Plus, by the way.
By the way.
Just in case you forgot. Oh man, lightning.
Alright, I'm gonna finish quick.
Or thunder. Anyway, so instead of doing the usual recap of the news, we're going to talk about celebration plans.
Mm-hmm. The future for the site. We've got a lot of big features coming up. So this is going to be a relatively quick podcast.
Because we're pretty busy in the works of the site. But yesterday, I posted up a small little history about a new game blog. Yeah, Brandon's shaking his head. You want to comment about that?
Well, we're still new at this. It's our first year. But we've come pretty far in the first year. If you saw those screenshots Stephen posted, our site wasn't always as attractive as it is right now.
Yes, we had as you can see, it was very glitchy. And we decided on a cool layout. But then, in the end, we didn't like how it looked. It looked too simplistic, I guess, or basic.
Yeah. And plus, some of them had technical difficulties.
Yeah. But if you notice the screenshots, you notice that some of the ideas we had carried on to our new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had screens of more stuff, but I didn't realize. Because we had that layout wasn't the only layout we had.
Oh, yeah. We cycled through a lot of them.
So... And I cannot believe that was a year ago. Not really a year ago, because the website didn't happen until later, but...
The official founding of...
Of New Game happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Funny story that is, actually. I don't know if we should say it, though.
How's that?
How it came to be.
How we kind of cycled through more names.
Oh, well, anyway. Well, pretty much... Thing about New Game, it was a random idea I had. It was a spur of the moment, because New Game was just a impulse thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because originally, believe it or not, Brandon and I we've been working on a different project, but it never came to the light of day because. You know, laziness, and there's also... Well, actually, it wasn't really that lazy, because we got pretty far in the project, actually. Mm-hmm. Originally, we were going to do a machinima.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys didn't know what machinima is, they,
take the gameplay and...
Yeah, it's like a... You know, if you don't know the YouTube channel, it's you take video gameplay mm-hmm. and make it into, a sort of movie. People use, Halo,
yeah.
because it's the best thing to capture with.
RB the Chief is a popular one.
Yeah, and Red vs. Blue is a popular one.
Mm-hmm.
But we were going to do something like that, and we had an idea. It was called Campus Life. But that never got out. And we were also going to do an indie game, kind of.
Yeah, well, that comes from, because we Steven was doing game development classes.
Yeah.
So we kind of had to pull out a kind of a little crappy little game we made. We made it, beginning, middle, end.
Yeah, for my final,
yeah.
I had to get make a game, but we had time constraints because the teacher did it the final last minute,
mm-hmm.
and I put it off, but then I was like, oh man, I need to do this, and I was like, but I can't do this alone, so I'm gonna take Brandon's help, and Brandon was more than willing to help, and it turns out I got the best final in the class.
Absolutely,
it was really good. It was a very shady platformer. It
wasn't
based on anything.
The sprites.
The sprites we took from a game called Disgaea.
Mm-hmm.
Or more technically, it's called a game called Prinny, Can I Really Be the Hero? And we took the Prinny sprite,
mm-hmm.
the Prinny mascot, and we used him as the character. And my teacher, you weren't there, you didn't see it, but my teacher actually, she sat down, played, and tried to beat the game.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, this is really good. But she was telling me all this stuff that was wrong. But she kept on playing it, and she was she really liked it, so.
Well, considering it was, we did two overnighters, three overnighters to finish
it. I think it was one on that. Oh, no, it was two, yeah. It was a 2-day game. Got like 100. Mm-hmm. The first time I got 100 in the final. The only time I ever got 100 in the final.
And I don't know. Maybe we should put a video of that up. I don't know if we'll get sued for that because, you know, it's not our character.
Well, we're not making any profit out of it.
True. But, and actually, we used to, a long time ago, actually go under a different name.
Yes.
Not even New Game.
Yeah, before we became to be New Game. By the way, even though our site is called New Game Blog, our company is New Game. Mm-hmm. So that's why we call these New Game.
Yes.
But I'm just so used to calling it New Game Blog because that's how our site is called. Mm-hmm. And we couldn't get the address for New Game.
Yeah, it was taken.
Like newgame.com. So maybe sometime in the future when I get the money, I'll probably buy it off of them because it's clearly one of those sites that they keep just to resale it.
Yeah.
But moving on. Way back in the day, before New Game became born, we used to... Like, these ideas for, like, making, not companies, but, like, small groups to work on projects, we had a name for that, too. And this is, like, way back in high school. That's when it originated, actually, in high school. And we used to be called Donuts, Inc.
Donuts, Inc.
And I think I came up with the idea of Donuts, Inc. because, I'm not going to get into personal stuff, so I don't want to give it out. But...
Well, I thought it was because of the Shipley's Donuts they brought to school every day.
No. Was it?
Because I know they did that. Could have been for the other reason.
I thought it was for the other reason. I don't know. My memory's a little hazy from the face.
Well, that's a personal life thing. But yeah, we were Donuts Inc.
Not going to go too far into that.
Yeah.
Not until I become famous. But yeah, so we used to call it Donuts Inc. And we used to like make little fan games, indie games. One of the projects was like a good Earthbound fan game. Make our own Earthbound game. Mm-hmm. Some stuff happened due to Brandon's fault.
We're kind of in the preliminary stages, had a script going.
Yeah, like a written script, not like computer script.
So that kind of vanished one day.
And then Brandon also worked on a long time project that kept on going on and died, kept on going on. Had like really bad drama and stuff from what I heard.
It was a pretty dramatic RPG.
You want to tell them the name?
I don't know. Sonic fans might freak out about the name. Well, hardcore Sonic fans. Because the name was Chaos Angel, which actually, straight up, the name was taken from the stage in Sonic Advance 3.
Yes.
Chaos Angel.
And Brandon, like, Chaos Angel was like a big game that he was working on in high school. I don't know if I'll ever see the light of day. Would you
say? You know, we never say never.
Yeah, so at one point Brandon had a really good team going on, but then of course nobody had the real commitment to do it, so
things happen.
That's why New Game is only just us two right now, because like those experiences that Brandon had with Chaos Angel, it's really hard to find people who are like deeply committed to doing something for a long period of time
and for free.
Yes. Because we have no money as it is. I mean, any money we have usually goes to the site, and you know, it's really hard to get people to share your vision. So, but yeah, that's one of the main reasons why New Game is only just a 2-man team right now. We had ideas of getting like a third person on board, but he never really did reply back. Actually, he quit on us.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that guy though.
Maybe he's listening.
Maybe he hears this. I'm talking about you. Initials RG.
But enough of that.
Yeah, that's a little history, backstory about us and a little bit of our personal lives. I didn't want to go too personal, but there we go. Now moving on to the site. So we got some slightly major stuff. Not too big things. One thing is that our contest... For you guys, New Game Plus exclusive. We're not going to announce the contest officially until next week. Mm-hmm. But as I mentioned last week, we're giving out a free game of your choice that's out right now. No pre-orders or anything. And it's a standard edition up to just one free game.
And current gen, I believe.
Current gen.
Yeah. Xbox 360, PS3, Steam, or PS3.
Wii. 3DS, DS, yeah. PSP, whatever.
Even Vita.
Yeah, even Vita. So any current gen game, just all you have to do is just like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our YouTube channel, do all of it, and then pretty much we'll just choose from winner by random. Of course, if you comment on the site, you get a better chance. Because, you know,
those things are appreciated.
Yeah. If you comment, it's an option to choose, like, a person who comments, then write, like, a random Facebook person, right?
Indeed.
So, but be sure to spread the word.
Yeah.
I mean, and have them, like.
Those three things.
It's going to be completely random. So, like, spreading the word is just, like, you know, something you can do for us as a little thank you. But, you know, also, our game is just our thank you to you guys. So, free game. I remember if we're doing this, we're North Price.
Might do one runner-up prize this time.
All right, one runner-up prize. Which reminds me, you owe me the money for the runner-up prizes.
Oh, yeah. You guys are welcome, by the way. I owe some money.
$20. You owe me $20, sir.
Hope you guys are enjoying your points. Hope you spend them wisely.
Yeah. Okay. The biggest thing is we're looking in to make a forum, so that's the biggest announcement we have to make. A forum is coming. We're really having a difficult time of making it because since it's a forum, we don't know if we have to have a different registration and different login.
Yeah.
We want to sync it with the login you have on our site.
We would prefer that you actually make use of the accounts you've made with us, besides just commenting. And it'd be easier on you guys, just have one you have to remember,
login
and password. So once we figure that out, because that's what we're shooting for, we will launch the forum. We will, of course, link it and everything.
Yeah, it'll be like on our top,
Like
above like our gallery podcast, like there'll be a forum there.
And just like any other forum, talk about anything, mostly video game focus, of course.
Yeah, because, you know, but, you know, and we're hoping that, like, the forum will attract more people, because there are people who don't comment on sites, but people like to talk about, like, just random stuff, because it's just a forum board. So let's hope that takes off. It'll be public, of course.
Absolutely.
And maybe we'll, in a future contest, maybe take place in the forum, actually.
Yeah, I can see that.
So, who knows what the future will hold. Anything else?
The contest, forum history. I think it's about it for everything, you know, anniversary, future plans related.
Yeah. Because I already did the history, so yeah. We only did some of the things. I wanted to do streaming, but we don't have the bandwidth for that.
Yeah.
And then we could do the nerd. We could try to record a Let's Play video, but I don't know how well that's going to turn out because we don't have any. I would like to do like a current generation game, but I guess we could just do like a game for fun.
Could be for fun. Maybe if, I don't know, there's some game you've always wanted to see. Maybe you don't see enough of it. Maybe you want us to play it or something.
Yeah, because I have a lot of systems. Yeah. It can even be old school games.
Mm-hmm. All the way back to, you know, original Nintendo.
Oh, man. I haven't played my old NES in a long time.
You get a reason to. Someone wants. So you maybe you want to challenge us, you know. Be like, hey, I bet you guys can get through the Silver Surfer game on NES.
I don't want to play that game.
I will take on that challenge.
You love that game, don't you? I have like a bunch of old games. I used to be an avid old game collector. I haven't collected an old game, old console in a long time though. I was aiming to get a Virtual Boy actually.
That sounds like.
Like seizures. Seizures all over the place.
Maybe.
And I was thinking getting a Sega CD and a 32X for my Genesis.
Well, it'd be good for collector's sake.
Like originally I was gonna get the CD and get Sonic CD on it, but then Sonic CD came out on Xbox Live and I was like, well, I'll just play it on that. And I'm glad I did, because that American soundtrack is really scary.
Yeah, the game has some really strange messages in it.
Especially the Japanese version of Metallic Madness. That scared the crap out of me.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say, Brandon? You look like you're in the thoughts.
I feel like there's something we're missing as far as communicating to our listeners.
It's because we haven't done the week's news. I guess we could talk about a little bit of it, I guess.
Yeah, big things. Yeah, I mean, there was Halo 4.
Yeah, Halo 4 got... I guess
people were waiting to hear about that.
Halo 4 got its release date, and Conan O'Brien is getting a small role, which is really funny. I don't know if you've seen the video yet.
I did not see the video, because I was pretty sure it would be strange and...
It was really funny.
Something. Was it funny?
I'll show it to you after this. What else? Tekken Cross Street Fighter will not have on this DLC.
Mm-hmm.
Everything will be unlocked.
Yeah.
So, all your characters.
All your chess pieces.
Yeah. those characters in Tekken Cross Street Fighter, those are good.
Yeah.
That's it gonna be for characters.
And don't get confused. That's the one being made by Namco Bandai with the Tekken controls. The one that's not really that far in development.
Yeah.
It reached a milestone.
It reached almost 10%.
Almost 10%.
As of today.
That is how far that game is along. Because Namco Bandai is pretty busy these days.
Yeah, because they're making Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yes. So. And Project X Zone is being developed by them.
Yeah, but it's not being owned by the Tekken team. But yes, Project X Zone, the Sega, Namco Bandai, and Capcom crossover, the strategy RPG, is all of Namco Bandai's development, from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Is the decision of the localization is Namco Bandai's decision. And
that's pretty positive, though, because aren't they the ones trying to push more localizations?
Now they are.
Yeah, now they are.
But, like, back in the day, like, remember the Tails games? The DS games?
Yes.
We never got those. There's a bunch of Tails games. We just now got Gracious F, which is actually a really old game.
And we never got Namco Cross Capcom.
Yeah. Capcom Cross Namco. Or,
yeah.
We never got that. But yeah, so it's up to Namco Bandai. Maybe we'll get it, because One Piece got localized, so...
Yes, it did.
So that has me hopeful for it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see why not, but whatever. I really hope Sonic's in the game, though. I can't see why Sonic can't be in the game.
He's kind of the reason Sega is still alive to begin with.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got good stuff, but... Let's look at Sega. Let's look at the IPs.
I mean, if they have a Ooh La La, how could they not have Sega? Sonic.
Yeah, that's a Space Channel. Do they even make Space Channel games anymore?
No, they don't. That was one of those Dreamcast games, like Crazy Taxi and Jet Set Radio. But yeah, so like, Sonic's gotta be in there. I mean, they have Mega Man X in there.
True.
So that's gotta be like a thing. And I guess Pac-Man could be in there too.
Might as well, I guess. Because
like even though Capcom Claim doesn't have a mascot, I will always associate their mascot to be Mega Man.
Yes.
Even though the bad news he's been getting lately and the way they've been treating him.
They've treated him pretty terrible. Never seen someone betray their mask. Well, let me slow down for a second. Sony's mascot at one point was Crash Bandicoot.
But they sold the rights to Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, did they just sell the rights?
Yeah, it's on my Activision now. Same thing with Spyro.
No, well, I don't want to talk about Spyro.
And then what was Sony's mascot in the PS2 days? Jack and Daxter? Yeah, now it's supposed to be Kevin Butler.
Kevin Butler. He's got some funny moments. I'll give him that.
Did you see, I don't remember, the Little Big Planet, the carts?
No.
The Little Big Planet kart racing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One, the skins is going to be Sackboy.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be dressed up as a Sackboy, dressed up in Kevin Butler costume.
I don't know why. I guess...
He has like a mug that says VP. Oh, he's always a vice president or something.
Even though he's not even a gamer, he's just an actor.
Yeah.
Sorry to burst your bubble, fans.
He's not real.
He's not real.
Nintendo Direct is having something tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
So, Iwata sent out a swap note holding a Kirby.
Yeah, he was holding a Kirby plush.
So.
And Sakurai was telling his Kid Icarus Uprising fans to stay tuned to the Nintendo Direct.
So we might hear a Smash Bros. Announcement,
mm-hmm.
and we might hear something about Kirby.
Although, I don't know. E3 is right around the corner. Wouldn't they just save Smash Bros. For that?
Maybe if it's the Smash Bros. 3DS version, they might announce the Nintendo Direct.
Hmm. Oh yeah, because he's been working on that. Kid Icarus has been out for a while. Sakurai started working on that. We reported that a couple episodes ago, I think, that he was... He went back to the dojo to research a lot of data.
Yes,
there.
Yes, I remember now, yeah.
So he's been working on it. We might see something.
Right.
Unless it's another Kid Icarus tournament.
Oh no, I don't know how well they did. That did. I remember GameStop started handing out like Kid Icarus cards. So jealous.
Yeah, we did that.
I've been collecting those. In one way or another, I've been collecting those. That's pretty much it. I don't think... I don't know any... Not big newsworthy things. The biggest thing was Halo 4 getting a release date.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's been more than four Halo games.
There's been a bunch of... Halo's a franchise. But this is something people are looking forward to. Of course, this is not being made by Bungie, so...
Yeah, so it's going to be... I know... Oh, Darksiders 2 got delayed.
Yes. Got delayed to August. Apparently, it has nothing to do with the layoffs in Vigil, the developers. It has nothing to do with... Because Darksiders 2 was promised to be a Wii U launch title. But they are claiming it has nothing to do with that. It's just quality control. Making sure it's a good game.
Yeah. Technos Capcom. Quality control.
Indeed. You know.
Let's not have that bad online. You know, I've never played online since the patch came out. I need to see if it's a... If it's good.
Hopefully it does something good for the game.
And yeah, that's it. Make sure to read that history thing. It's pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. And remember...
Oh, Pikmin E3.
Oh yeah, Pikmin 3 is at E3. Mario's going to E3.
Yeah. That Super Mario title, by the way, is supposed to be a... supposed to be new Super Mario Bros. Me, from what I heard.
Oh yeah, for those of you who don't know, that's... They had, I guess, a tech demo of new Super Mario Brothers on Wii U, and you could use your Miis, hence the name. I guess it'd be cool. I kind of embrace Miis. I'd like to play around with one.
Yeah. And I guess last but not least in video game news, how do you feel about that Pokemon? Pokemon Black and White version 2? Those characters have really weird hair. I'm gonna get it though.
I'll get it too. And I think last week you asked me which one I was gonna get and I didn't know.
Yeah.
I went back and checked. I got Black.
Yeah, got Black version?
Yeah, I got Black the first time around.
Because 20 had White version.
Mm-mm.
Wow. Are you checking right now? Go check in your software library. Yeah, come on. I'm pretty hungry, dude.
There we go.
Come on, it's gotta be White version. I know you have White version.
Well, let's see here.
Because I could have sworn you got the opposite of me, because I had Black version.
I have, on my library, both Pokemon Black and White. And based on the times, I can tell which one I play more. Which one I have. Pokemon Black, I play for 3 minutes. And White, I play for 80 hours.
I think you have my version.
I think so too. Or maybe I'm just a really ambitious borrower of someone's game. So I guess I'll be getting White 2.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
This is a direct sequel. So depending on what they do with connectivity with the previous games, I may get the same or I may get opposite.
Yeah. I know they brought back the regular Pokemon now. Not regular, but the previous
500 Pokemon. Pre-generation.
Yeah, all the generation 3,
and actually,
2, 1, and 4.
For you Pokemon fans out there, I feel like it might introduce a new Eeveelution.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love Eeveelution. Oh, man, I'm nerding out now. Okay. I'm going to stop right here.
All
right.
That's a good note to, you know, don't forget Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Those three are essential.
Yes.
If you want to.
Facebook.com/newgameblog.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter at newgameblog. And youtube.com/newgameblogvids.
Yes.
And don't forget to check us out on our site, newgameblog.com. And don't forget to check us out on iTunes, because we're on iTunes, and you can download us for free if you want to hear us just talk. And I'm pretty sure next, since later, because we got some reviews, on our iTunes page.
Yeah, we got our first customer review on our iTunes page. Not too excited about us.
So
maybe you guys can pop in and give us some positive reviews.
Yeah, and also, we are pretty amateurish. After all, this is only episode 9.
Not even double digits just yet.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll improve the podcast later. Might get better equipment or something like that. I don't know. Something to add into the budget.
Yes.
And the future things to do.
Any suggestions, you know, now's a really good time to give suggestions.
Yes.
Because it's our 1 year and we're really like, this is an upgrading phase for us, so.
Yeah. I mean, even like it comes down to small stuff like on the site, because whatever you stuff would be, we'll put it in the next, maybe the next redesign.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to redesign the site just yet because we like where it is. Maybe in the next year we'll.
Yeah. Or, if
sometime between.
We come across something really like vital that we need to do redesign. Yeah. But for right now, it's good. We're going to add to this design rather than changing. Like, we're adding forms.
Yeah.
Pretty soon.
You'll see that when it comes up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a critical hit.
Definitely. Those are our important posts, if you didn't know.
Yeah. The ones that are on that slideshow on the top.
that we call that the critical hits.
Yeah. Pretty much means breaking news.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. Well then, see you guys later.
See you next week.